The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now is Carolee Katsimbanis. Carolee, thank you very much for being on the program once again.
Oh, thank you, Mitchell. Thank you very much. And hello to all your audience and listeners.
So in terms of step-parenting, on the 26th of July, it's National Step Families Day, and you have experience as a step-parent because I was reading you were quite successful in the media, and about 15 years ago, you suddenly had nearly teenage children. So you went from having no children to having teenage children through the process of becoming a step-parent.
I did. That's exactly right. So for all your listeners, my husband and I have three kids of our own that are 11, 10 and 8. And my two stepkids now are 26 and 25. And when I met my husband, they were 11 and 12. And so, yes, you're quite right. I was a full-time career woman in Melbourne on TV and radio. And I went from no kids to suddenly having two lovely bundles along with my husband. And I wrote a book this year that was launched just before the COVID shutdown, and it's called Step Parenting with Purpose, Everything You Wanted to Know But Were Too Afraid to Ask. And I wrote the book because I just felt that there was a place for some really honest conversations to be had. It's a very positive, uplifting book. I was very lucky that just before the COVID shutdown, it went to number one on Amazon globally in the Step Parenting Blended Families category. Step Families Australia are very proud of it as well, because they say that there's a lot of books out there from well-meaning experts and academics, but they don't actually outline a lot of the things that people need to think about when they either are about to become a step parent or they're on the step parenting journey.
So 15 years ago, when you were trying to find the answers to all of these questions, where did you go?
You'll laugh at this, Oprah and Dr. Phil, and using my objective brain as a journalist, because one thing that unites step parents around the world is that 95% of step parents who enter that role, they just want to make a positive difference to their stepchild's life. They're stepping up to make a difference. They're not interested in a lot of the emotional blackmailing games that can be played. Mm. And you don't meet many parents that put up their hand and say, oh, yes, I'm guilty of using my kids as emotional pawns against my ex or whatever. And my book is very straight-talking, and I have two phrases that Step Families Australia love. My number one phrase is, remember, your ex is your ex, but will never be your children's ex. And that is so important for people to remember, because if you're backbiting and you're making snide comments all the time about your ex, whether they pay child support, whether they don't, you've got every right to be angry if your relationship has broken down. But you've got to remember that your ex is either your child's mum or dad. So you've got to be careful in the language that you use, because otherwise what you do is we're trying to be, you know, do positive stuff for all stepkids, all blended families, all step families. You've just got to realise the impact of your words. I always say to people, that's what your girlfriends and your mates are for. If you want to call your ex every name under the sun, do it. But do it only with your adult friends. Don't do it in earshot of your children. And I also say, as you said, it's National Step Family Day on Sunday, where we're celebrating families of all different shapes and makeups and sizes, same sex, traditional, whatever it might be. Always remember that there's no one right way to step parent in a step parenting family, but there's always one right way to behave, and that is with respect towards everyone. Because at the end of the day, when your relationship has broken down, the important things left behind are those children. And if they don't see good working relationships between yourselves and your exes, then the chances are within a decade they might be step parents themselves. They'll just replicate all this dysfunction.
When you became a step-parent, what surprised you the most? What weren't you expecting that ultimately happened or came up?
I think one of the things that really surprised me was I wanted to meet my husband's ex-wife, but she wasn't interested in meeting me. And it's 15 years later, and we've never met and never had any communication. And that was actually what sparked the idea for this book. And your listeners might be wondering, wow, 15 years down the track. I waited 15 years to write the book because I wanted it to be what I call a retrospective look rather than a reactive look. And also, along the last 15 years, I mean, we had joint custody, all the child support was paid, all the holidays were shared. We only lived a couple of kilometres away. I thought to myself, this is just not right. It's just not the right way to behave. It's sort of like, you know, putting your head in the sand. And did I think 15 years later that would still be the case? Certainly not, but that's what's ended up turning out. And
although some people wouldn't be, some people in your position wouldn't want to meet that person, I'd imagine.
Well, but you see, there again, that to me, that's the wrong thing to do because you've got these kids that are growing through. As I said, I met my stepkids when they were 11 and 12. They're now 26 and 25, and I look back in their life and I think, well, you know, the 18th birthdays, the 21st that didn't happen, separate things all the time, all that stuff. And really, my husband's ex-wife had already repartnered. So there was really no reason not to, but you can't dwell on stuff like that. All you can do is be positive. I got a great relationship with my stepkids, but it's also about having that ability as a step-parent not to stoop to the level that unfortunately a lot of biological parents do stoop to. So, you know, like my stepson often says, you have never badmouthed my mum, you've never badmouthed her family. And I've said, well, there's no need because I'm focused on doing the best job that I can be, that I can do as your step-parent. What other people do, you can't control other people's actions, what they say or what they do. You can only control your own.
When you first become a step-parent, how do you balance the need to be liked by your stepchildren but also the need to be a parenting figure who can guide them in the right direction and occasionally reprimand them if they do the wrong thing?
Yeah, so look, my book, it's, you know, it's 15 chapters. It covers all stuff like this. I think the one thing is don't shower your stepkids with loads of gifts to try and buy their love. You know, if you know that they want a special sporting top that their mum hasn't got, don't go out and actually buy it for them. Try and engage with them. Try and find out what makes them tick, what they're interested in. The other important thing to realise is that if they're living with the other parent, say 75% of the time, maybe you're getting them every alternate fortnight. The average statistics are it takes between 3 and 7 years to really get a good working relationship with them because they're shuttling between both homes. And as I said, you can't control what is going on in that other house. You can only just be consistent. One of the tips that I always give to people that they say is invaluable, it's very flattering as well, is to say that if you're someone who is meeting somebody who has children, it's not going to be two single people getting together. Those kids are there. It's not going to be weekends away or romantic rendezvous off on holidays at the drop of a hat. Those kids who are there have got their life, they've got their school commitments, they've got their sporting commitments as well. And you've got to be prepared. I don't like the word second place, but you've got to be prepared to compromise and to realise that the schedule, especially around weekends, will involve, you know, the basketball game, the soccer game, the football, the ballet or whatever. The weekends are very, very different. If there's animosity or bitterness between the exes, that sort of part and parcel as well. So, yeah, I say that my book, it helps you navigate your own sometimes conflicting emotions and it gives you insights into some of the more challenging step-parent events as well as tips on how to engage and manage the ex. Everything in the book is 100% true. It's either happened to me or I've actually witnessed it firsthand. And when you're too emotionally involved, sometimes you can't see the wood for the trees.
Yeah, it's thought-provoking stuff because a lot of what you're talking about are natural human emotions like animosity, yes, for example, but you've got to process that and rise above it in an emotionally intelligent way so you don't be a bad parent to your stepchildren.
Oh, you've nailed it, Mitchell, 100%.
Thank you.
You always do. You're great. No, you are. We love it. But look, I think the thing is also that people have to realise that, you know, if your marriage or your long-term relationship has broken down, you deserve another chance at happiness. You're not a bad person. I mean, it's a complete lottery. In my husband's case, they just got married too young and they just ended up going on different tram tracks and things. Kids are involved. You don't need to beat yourself up and realise that, you know, it's very unlikely when you repartner that you both might meet someone at the same time. You'll get that chance down the track. You know, there's 90% chance you will meet someone, but you've got to refrain. As I say, your ex will always be your ex. They will never be your children's ex. So as you say, with Sunday coming up, step families, blended families, it's difficult. I would say to everybody out there, even if you're an older person and you've got step parents and things that maybe you don't get on well with, just try and remember they've stepped up for a reason. They've tried to make a difference in your life and they're happy to do that, but also realise there's another side of the story that perhaps you don't realise, because maybe when you're a child and they came into your life, you don't know all that adult stuff that went on, all right? And just treat them with a bit of respect, because the odds are one day you might be a step-parent as well and you don't want that situation in 20 years' time where you look back and you say, I was a real horror to my step-parent. You know, everyone is, as I said, 90% of people are really trying to do their best and make a positive difference in their stepchild's life.
Well, thanks for being on the program. It's very thought-provoking stuff because we know that blended families are on the rise. So we're going to very much take some interest in where this conversation is going. And good luck with the book sales.
Thank you very much, Mitchell. Wonderful show as always. Love your radio station. Love you. Listen to you for many, many years.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. And thank you to all your listeners. And yeah, if you are part of a step or blended family on Sunday, it's only been going for 4 years in Australia. The United States has had a step family day for the last 30 years. So just take that moment to appreciate. And also all step parents, give yourselves a little pat on the back and say, hey, you know what? I'm doing my best and I'm trying to make a difference.
Thank you very much. Carolee Katsimbanis joining us there, the author of Step Parenting with Purpose.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.